Roadmap to Freedom Unveiled for the Fully Vaccinated. Published the 9th of September 2021. Released by the Premier, Deputy Premier. Stay-at-home orders for adults who have received both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine will be lifted from the Monday after New South Wales passes the 70% double vaccination target, under the Roadmap to Freedom released today. The roadmap is subject to further fine-tuning and health advice if circumstances change drastically or if cases within a designated area remain too high. Premier Gladys Berejiklian said we are well on the way to hitting the 70% double dose milestone, which will allow the state to open up for those who have received both doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. I cannot stress enough how important it is for people to get vaccinated. If you have not had both doses of the vaccine by the time we hit the 70% milestone, you will not be able to take advantage of these freedoms, Ms. Berejiklian said. Deputy Premier John Barilaro said the New South Wales government has worked with industry to design this roadmap, which is our biggest incentive to get vaccinated, to reach the 70% target as soon as possible. A roadmap outlines the freedoms that twice vaccinated people will enjoy once we reach 70% double dose, which means a meal with loved ones or a drink with friends is just around the corner, Mr. Barilaro said. Only fully vaccinated people and those with medical exemptions will have access to the freedoms allowed under the reopening New South Wales roadmap. The freedoms for vaccinated adults will come into effect on the Monday after New South Wales hits the 70% double dose target, and include gatherings in the home and public spaces. Up to 5 visitors will be allowed in a home where all adults are vaccinated, not including children 12 and under. Up to 20 people can gather in outdoor settings. Venues including hospitality, retail stores and gyms. Hospitality venues can reopen subject to 1 person per 4 SQM inside and 1 person per 2 SQM outside, with standing while drinking permitted outside. Retail stores can reopen under the 1 person per 4 SQM rule. Unvaccinated people will continue to only be able to access critical retail. Personal services such as hairdressers and nail salons can open with 1 person per 4 SQM, capped at 5 clients per premises. Gyms and indoor recreation facilities can open under the 1 person per 4 SQM rule, and can offer classes for up to 20 people. Sporting facilities including swimming pools can reopen. Stadiums, theatres and major outdoor recreation facilities. Major recreation outdoor facilities including stadiums, racecourses, theme parks and zoos can reopen with 1 person per 4 SQM, capped at 5,000 people. Up to 500 people can attend ticketed and seated outdoor events. Indoor entertainment and information facilities including cinemas, theatres, music halls, museums and galleries can reopen with 1 person per 4 SQM or 75% fixed seated capacity. Weddings, funerals and places of worship. Up to 50 guests can attend weddings, with dancing permitted and eating and drinking only while seated. Up to 50 guests can attend funerals, with eating and drinking while seated. Churches and places of worship to open subject to 1 person per 4 SQM rule, with no singing. Travel. Domestic travel, including trips to regional New South Wales, will be permitted. Caravan parks and camping grounds can open. Carpooling will be permitted. Non-vaccinated young people aged under 16 will be able to access all outdoor settings but will only be able to visit indoor venues with members of their household. Employers must continue to allow employees to work from home if the employee is able to do so. There will be revised guidance on isolation for close and casual contacts who are fully vaccinated, with details to be provided closer to the reopening date. Masks. Masks will remain mandatory for all indoor public venues, including public transport, front of house hospitality, retail and business premises, on planes and at airports. Only hospitality staff will be required to wear a mask when outdoors. Children aged under 12 will not need to wear a mask indoors. Treasurer Dominic Paratic said the easing of restrictions would come as a huge relief to struggling businesses and workers, who just want to get their lives back on track, safely. This roadmap gives us the light at the end of the tunnel we all want and will enable our economy to start firing again, driving our state back to prosperity, Mr. Paratic said. Health Minister Brad Hazzard said the government will continue to be guided by the health advice, and may still require targeted restrictions to deal with outbreaks. As we work toward reopening New South Wales, it is vital people continue to come forward and get vaccinated to help protect the community and reduce transmission of the virus, Mr. Hazzard. When New South Wales hits the 80% double dose target, the government intends to open up further freedoms around international travel, community sport, major events and other areas. If you are not booked in for a COVID-19 vaccine, please book an appointment as soon possible. For the latest information, visit the COVID-19 pages on nsw.gov.au.